This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, commenting on Six Capitals, Six Points of View in Ukraine Conflict. Professor, the news of these last days, in addition to no F-16s for Ukraine, not now, is a balloon, a surveillance balloon, that may or may not be the first one launched by China floating over the Aleutian Islands, over Canada, over Western United States, crossing the United States, and now we're told shot down by an act of violence by the United States at order of the President of the United States off the Carolina coast. What does this mean for Ukraine conflict, knowing that Beijing launched the balloon, says that it was a weather balloon, and yet at the same time Beijing is closely linked with Xi Jinping headed to Moscow, closely linked with the Russian war effort?
Well, we have to ask how much Beijing really wants to join the Russian war effort. I think that Xi Jinping would like to. He's a very belligerent person who has very little understanding of geopolitics. The real problem that China faces now is that they're broke. They don't have any money. They're not paying people. They're not even paying communist officials. I mean, they're paying them something, but the salaries are down between 30 to 50%. Every single place in China is bankrupt, including Beijing and Shanghai. And they need someone to bail them out. And the only country that can bail them out is the United States. And I think that Mr. Blinken is a true believer in China. And I worried, I've been saying for weeks, that he shouldn't go because we don't know who's in authority in China, and nothing that we agreed would be, could you rely on. But the Chinese, I think, made a terrible miscalculation. They thought that we were such true believers in China that they could even run this balloon over the United States, and that if there were a problem, that the United States would cover it up, or we would allow them to do it. We would not have it endanger Mr. Blinken's visit, on which they were staking a very great deal. Because, as I've just said, Blinken is one of the handful of people who are really true believers that China has a lot to offer in the short term, and that all we have to do is talk to them a bit, and it's going to be a balm for all the problems in the world. Well, Blinken canceled. He understands American politics, or he understands something, and that means that China is now going to be pressured. She's going to feel a strong pressure to, and she's going to desire to line up with Russia, but she doesn't really bring Russia anything that Russia needs. Russia has all kinds of resources. China has no resources. China imports food. She imports energy. She imports iron ore. She imports coal. What she does is process things that are brought in from abroad and then sell them abroad. And this is not a particularly robust economy. And right now it's in something like free fall. So, we have a situation, I think, in which the United States, we apparently floated something a while ago where we said to Ukraine and to Russia, look, let's have a deal where Russia gets 20% of Ukraine. And not only did Zelensky turn this down, but Putin turned it down too, which I think may have gone, have reinforced the lesson that our administration is learning, which is that wars are wars. They're not economic events. Wars have different logic than the economics, and wars depend on the successful use of coercion to force an unwilling adversary to do your will, as Clausewitz puts it. So that means that we in Washington, we have to consider how are we going to terminate this by a military victory. Ideally, by a Ukrainian military victory, because a Russian military victory would just be a disaster. And this is not something that we were imagining a year ago, and we're still not all aboard with it, because, Blitzkrieg, it involved tanks, and it involved dive bombers flying above the tanks. If you're going to give advanced tanks to the Ukrainians, they need air cover. That's just the nature of tank warfare, that you can't fight it without air cover. Yet our civilians have really, I'm not sure that they know how to analyze the war. Certainly they don't know how to analyze this war. So I think that there's a learning curve going on in Washington, but I fear that we're still going to be on the curve as we enter into possibly the most ghastly fighting of the war in the months ahead, perhaps.
Let's go to Beijing, because that's the other side of the balloon story entering into the Ukraine conflict. Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.